God has a long nose, from Psalm 86. In verse 15, it is translated, God is slow to anger, or he is long-suffering. But in the Hebrew, it says God has a long nose. They said a short nose was a person who had a short temper, and so a long nose was when a person had a long temper. When David's speaking of the qualities of God, they were in total contrast to the qualities of the heathen gods. Now the Message Bible translates verse 15 as, "But you, O God, are both tender and kind, not easily angered, immense in love, and you never, never quit." David talks of God's relationships to people and the forgiveness available, how the Lord will remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. But there is not only the sense of the cleansing of sin, but also of empowering him and others to achieve great things. He could say, "By my God, I have leapt over a wall. I've run through a troop." The Lord is not only in the correcting business, but also in the improving and enhancing of our lives. And David talks of his relationship with God, saying that he himself is faithful and steadfast to God, as God is faithful to him. He would often ask the Lord to defend him, although many times he would have been in physical danger. He would often complain about the slander as much as any other problem. They must have had social media problems in those days too. The Good News Bible translates Psalm 140 as, "Their tongues are like deadly snakes, their words are like a cobra's poison." And yet in the same song, he also speaks of being in danger. Vicious words often lead to physical violence. David is often ready to ask God to deal with people. There was no hesitation asking God to curse them and to bless him. It could be that he had one or two things to learn from the Lord Jesus, just as James and John, the sons of thunder, did too. The Psalms of David are full of great theology. He speaks of the omnipresence of God, and again of God being all-powerful and all-knowing. In Psalm 139, he says, "Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it." A major part of this song is filled with David marveling at the immenseness of God, though he does not hesitate to talk about his and God's enemies as well. At the end of the psalm, David asks the Lord to search his heart, even though he knew God had done it already. In 1936, Edwin Orr heard some Maori girls in New Zealand singing a beautiful song, the Song of Farewell. The melody of that song stayed with him until, after an Easter morning service, he was moved mightily and he put words to it. And he used Psalm 139 and he wrote them on the back of an envelope, saying, "Search me, O God." It is one of the most beautiful and challenging of all hymns. David wanted God to teach him his ways. He gave the Lord access to his own heart. "Search me," he said, knowing that the Lord would interact with him, realizing he still had lessons to learn, and quite a few lessons actually. But who would dare to point so much as their little finger at him? He was after God's own heart. We must be prepared not only to ask God to search our hearts and make sure we do not consider searching others' hearts, not even David's, perhaps. In Psalm 8, he said he was entranced by the fact that the Almighty God would communicate with humankind. He asks the question, "What is mortal man that you remember him, or the son of man that you take care of him?" The modern songwriter asked a question, "Who am I that a king should bleed and die for?" Charles Wesley put it, "Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, would die for me?" David wondered at the interest God showed in him and in his family. We too can wonder at the loveliness of God, who takes an interest in all our ways, in all our doings, and our own family too. May we never lose that wonder either. Amen.